How does Savitri's tale end? The sun had already dipped beneath the treetops when she ran back into her hut and peered out the front window. Yama was still sitting in the dust. Savitri, saying one last prayer, went out to face him. And then? In one version, Savitri puts on a great show of welcoming Yama. The Lord of Death is so pleased that he grants her a boon. Savitri asks for the boon of life, which confuses Yama. You're already alive, he points out. But Savitri insists, and Yama grants her wish. Savitri rises to her feet, saying, "You have given me life, but I cannot live without Satyavan." At which point Death is outwitted and must give her husband a reprieve. But not everyone is satisfied with such a simple trick. I can tell you what I believe. Savitri had conquered all her fears, and so she went outside and danced for Yama. She danced so exquisitely that when she ended up with her head resting in his lap, she whispered as one lover to another, "Time isn't long enough to satisfy my longing for you." To which the enchanted Yama replied, "But we have eternity together." Savitri shook her head. "If you are all-powerful, add 1 second to eternity, so that I can love you more than anyone has ever loved. That's all I ask." Yama had never been offered any kind of love, certainly not by a young woman who had every reason to fear him. So he granted Savitri a single second more, and thus he was defeated. How? A second to the gods is 100 years to mortals. In that second, Satyavan returned home and embraced Savitri. They went inside their hut and lived as before. They had children and grew old together. In time, Savitri's father, the king, welcomed them both back to his palace. And in her old age, Savitri wondered if she had asked for too much time, because she survived long after Satyavan left this world. She spent her final years in meditation and became enlightened. So when the extra second was up, Yama was amazed to find that Savitri hadn't tricked him after all. She actually did love him as one loves the wholeness of life rather than one aspect alone. This ending is beautiful and consoling. I would like it to be read when I have no more days left. In the spirit of Savitri, I've already written this note, which I will leave for my family to read. No matter what, don't cry for me. I'm all right, and I'll go on loving you no matter what happens. This is my road to travel. Every once in a while, I look at the words for a moment. Somehow, like Savitri, I've won nothing more than an extra second of existence. It will be enough. Making an angel isn't the ultimate accomplishment of consciousness. Making a new life out of nothing is. This ability is known as reincarnation. The popular notion that the soul clothes itself in a new personality in order to be reborn is an approximation of the process. In a culture like India, where reincarnation has a strong foundation, people can become fascinated by the game of "Who was I in a prior lifetime?" or even "Didn't I meet you in a former life?" But I've known others who cover their ears when they hear the word reincarnation, distressed by the notion that they might be reborn as a pig or a dog. Reincarnation offends Christian theology as well, but it does allow for redemption. Mistakes can be corrected. Whole lifetimes can be redeemed, not in heaven, but by trying on a new body and repeating the same events that produced failure, sin, or lack of fulfillment the first time around. The East has managed to live comfortably with reincarnation. However, there are several reasons for this. If, as modern physics claims, the universe is constantly recreating itself, we would be its only aspect that isn't involved, which doesn't make sense. And if I can come back again into a new body, I may be able to fulfill desires and ambitions that were thwarted in this lifetime, which is consoling. Even more consoling is the possibility of meeting loved ones I've lost, or never gained if my love wasn't returned. Reincarnation offers hope for social advancement, A slave in this lifetime might come back as a king in the next. Finally, the cosmic system of birth and rebirth has an evolutionary impulse behind it. Step by step, each soul rises higher in the soul's progress to God. Perhaps it's not a question of belief. It may be a question of choice. Consciousness is useful. We shape it according to our desires. Why not choose reincarnation? Rather than being the final word, the denial of reincarnation by Christianity could be simply a collective choice. Having considered all the relevant factors, a large sector of humanity says, "I don't want to come back to this place," while another says, "I do."